I'm gonna look right. Oh shit! I'm gonna look like this on the camera.
Check.
Check, Mike. Mike, 1, 2.
No
Mike.
Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Here with my little homie since day one.
Big Zan.
Diego.
Oh yeah, look, Diego. My bad.
We gotta bring that back. Just stick with Diego.
Yo, when
or
I was
is it all Zan?
When I was in Spain, any Spanish country, they call me Diego. Everywhere else, it's Little Zan.
They love it.
They say Little Zan.
Little Zan.
It's like my name is Little. Like they say Little. Like at this point, it's Little.
To them, they don't know about Lil.
They don't know about the old days, Adam.
The old days. Yeah, how do you feel that your public perspective is right now, because we were just having a conversation about everybody sort of.
We're having a really good conversation on the back right now. It was crazy.
And then we were talking about how we sort of run the risk that maybe we start the stream and then all of a sudden you get political, you stop answering questions real, you stop comparing people to Hitler.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did compare some people to Hitler. Shit.
No Adolf. No, Adolf, we do not support you. This is not a pro-Hitler podcast. This is a distinctly anti-Hitler podcast.
This is the anti-Hitler podcast.
I want to clarify that. Actually, that's what me and Zan are going to be doing is we're going to be
I'm
talking
Mexican.
About...
I'm Mexican. Yo, everybody just Hitler know that. Bad. Please. Please, for the love of God, just know I'm Mexican.
See, I feel like you were the one through the gate for the super, super white-looking Mexicans. And then
you made
it a little easier for Ojeezy, but he's sticking...
Shout out Ojeezy,
though. He's sticking with the N-word.
Shout out Ojeezy.
He's not just giving up on the N-word. You were like, no, I'm not saying that.
Well, TMZ caught me saying the N-word, but nobody gave a fuck. So, like, I'm like, should I test the waters? Because I grew up saying it. Like, I grew up in the projects and shit. Like, right. You know what I mean? But, like... I'm never gonna say it in the song, because that's just like
a little too awkward.
It's like the suicide of your career, I think. Mm. But like, I say it like around my friends and shit. Like I'm not like no white boy who was like, I'm gonna say that shit just to be cool, like, because I'm around all these people now. No, I've been saying that shit forever.
That's why I'm thankful for Eminem. He's the reason why I knew to not say the N-word.
Yep.
Thank you, Eminem, because all the white trash kids
live in
the
Eminem did diss me.
Oh yeah, he did have a little bar.
He was like Lil Xan, Lil Pump, imitate Lil Wayne. And I was like, yeah, I definitely imitate Lil Wayne.
But that's such an oversimplification. If you're gonna say you and Pump imitate Lil Wayne, then you have to basically say that every rapper in the game
imitates Lil Wayne.
For like the past 10, 20 years.
Yeah, I was like, just cause Lil, like he's I was happy that he mentioned my name, to be honest.
Yeah, and that he said something that was like so not offensive, because it's like, of course everybody wants to be like Lil Wayne if you're like a new young rapper.
Yeah, like MGK, you know, they went crazy with the diss, but I was like, thank you, Eminem, like, for acknowledging me. Like, shit, it's fucking amazing.
Right, like if you never do anything ever again, it's like, shit, at least you got Eminem shout out.
I got an Eminem and Kevin Hart shout out.
What did Kevin Hart say?
At the VMAs, he said some same shit about me and Pump. Mm. And I got the Justin Bieber, like, shout out to.
Here's an important question, though, is, like, did you make it easier for the next generation of rappers who have Zan in their name? Like, is it going to be easier for Zan Man? Is it going to be easier for Emotional Zan?
Emotional Zan's actually my homie. Like, I reached out because he was, like, people were like, John, weren't you calling him? Like, he said he was calling himself Lil Xan. Yeah, but he was like Emotional Xan. Yeah,
his name's Xander. He told me his name is Xander.
Yeah, I reached out and I was like, yo, I fuck with you. Like, Lil Xan Unite. Like,
but you gotta check out Zan Man.
Yeah, that's crazy because Stephen Cannon, like, you know, Stephen
Cannon.
Yeah,
that's his name.
But now there's actually a rapper called Zan Man now.
He's good, yeah.
Oh, Stephen pissed as fuck.
He probably already knows about it.
Not that I care, but I'm just saying.
All the Zan rappers probably have a group chat.
Yeah, they probably
Steve's
do.
In there.
Wait, what? So there's you started there's it. Zan Man, Emotional Zan. Zan.
There's got to be more. I forget.
The Zan.
Because, you know, there was a certain shock factor when you came out where people just couldn't believe there was a rapper with Zan in their name.
Yeah, this is what I think happened. This is why I think Betrayed blew up so much, is because Cole Bennett was, like, popping with his videos. You know what I mean? And then, my bad. He was popping with his videos. And then... people saw Lil Xan Betrayed and they were like, there's no fucking way in this goddamn planet.
Cool thumbnail. Shitload of people already had eyeballs on the channel. And then the song was hit.
People clicked on it because they were like, we got to hear what the fuck a Lil Xan sounds like. You know what I mean? And then they were actually like pleasantly surprised that it wasn't just like some stupid shit. It was actually lyrics. And I think that's why it blew up.
That's one of the craziest things, I'm going to be honest, I ever seen in my whole lifetime of doing these podcasts, yeah. is just how quickly you went from a total nobody to somebody that everybody knew.
It's crazy.
It was so shocking, even for me being like really close to it. It was insane.
I mean, you helped me out a lot in the beginning with the tweets. Like I remember we was on our way to shoot a music video. We were nobodies. And I was like, oh shit, No Jumper's like hit it, like, like tweeting at me. Like, and then we found a picture where we actually met, like when we didn't even know. Like, I knew about you, but I wasn't popping at all. Like,
I might have been on a Xan when we took that photo.
I was probably off a lot of Xans when we took that photo. What are you talking about?
That was an era.
Yeah, that was at San Diego. That was that whack ass San Diego
show.
Oh,
at that show. Dude, yeah. That's where I fucking ate the girl's ass and she took a photo.
Oh, yeah, the white girl. I like that picture.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my, I should make that my background. Actually.
That could have easily been you that night.
Nah, you had clout. I didn't have clout.
Man, I had enough clout to fuck that girl, yeah. Not that much clout.
I mean, shit, you got something. I didn't get nothing that night. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't get nothing, dog. Yeah, at least you got something, man. I don't even know who I came with.
And then she took a selfie and put it in. Well, no, actually, I'm going to be honest. I was complicit in it. She took
a
selfie.
Amazing.
I sent it to my group chat. One of my friends was super drunk, and he tweeted it. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at Twitter thinking nothing's up. And all
Wait,
of a sudden,
did she post it or did you post it?
She took it on my phone. She grabbed my phone, took a selfie of me eating her ass.
And put it on your social?
No, I just had it. So I sent it to my group chat, and one of my homies was drunk as fuck. So
he
posted
it. Put it on. Okay.
And then you know who it was? Nick Coletti retweeted it. Just made it even worse because I didn't have that many followers.
I was about to say, like, it would seem like she would have posted it. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
That's a ratchet ass bitch right there.
Nick Coletti got you, damn.
Talk to me about being on tour with Nicki Minaj.
I was just on one date, the Erickson Globe. It was tight, yeah. Like Nicki Minaj, like, has to, like, approve everything. So, like, shout out Nicki Minaj for, like, letting me rock with her on tour. It was my first arena, so. It was like surreal.
There was
like,
the same dates that Juice WRLD was on too.
Yeah, I didn't even see Juice WRLD. It was so hectic, bro. Like their production team was like hours behind. Like they had to push the doors back and shit. Like, so I didn't even get to see Juice WRLD. And when you're on tour, you really just want to fucking go back to your hotel room and just get everything.
Right.
Like, ask these guys. That's my DJ over there.
The travel. It's like your hobby when you're on tour is recovering from the travel.
Yeah. Like, every night you're recovering, but it's hard because there's, like, a party. You know what I mean? Like, you're partying with, like, bitches every night after the show, but that's the time you need to be recovering. Mm. But it's, like, party with bitches.
You know you need to recover so bad, but it's so like many people, this is the only time they're going to see you.
Yeah, but it's like party with bitches, get your dick sucked, or go to sleep. You need to sleep, but it's like you want to get your dick sucked. Like, you know, it's like...
A wise man once said, I love having sex, but I'd rather get some head.
I like head. Like, it's just quick and simple, bro. Like, sex is like a commitment, you know what I mean? Like, sex, you got to, like, have sex.
Sex seems so intimate in comparison to just getting some dome, you know?
I'm being very careful with the words I'm saying right now.
Well, okay, think about it. Like, you could, like, kiss a girl and it's not that big a deal.
No, kissing a girl.
Getting head is like getting a kiss.
Bro, like...
It's just on your dick.
It's the best part. In 2019, kissing a girl is not cheating.
Not cheating.
If you're, like, in this culture.
I like that, actually.
Yeah, in 2019, kissing a girl is, like, the furthest thing from cheating because there's a lot of other shit that's way worse than that.
But in my opinion...
It used to be.
Like, okay, I feel you. 50s. But at the same time, don't you think that, like... I'm going to be honest. This year, I've had sex with plenty of girls that I did not kiss. It's not, like, a required element anymore.
I kiss every probably bitch.
But you're a big, mushy, softy.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard from girls about what you're like sexually. They just say you're real, real, like, oh, cuddle me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I pillow talk like a bitch. Oh, yeah. I'm a pretty bitch, nigga.
I don't want to know those things either, but girls sometimes will just volunteer information and just be, does anybody want this little fucking guy? This is all paper, I'm going to be honest.
I'll take it because I'm a degenerate. What were we talking about? What were we talking about again?
What type of lover you are, I guess?
Oh, yeah, like, I give him good dick, and then I want to cuddle and, you know, date them in 2 weeks and then
2 weeks
and just
it's the amazing thing is that any girls survive the 2 weeks and make it past that.
Well, I mean, I dated like a hoe for like a month, like this girl I'm not gonna name from New York, but
the one you glowed up and you gave her all the followers.
Yeah. Oh shit. So, you know what's funny? There's like a evil like league of ex girlfriends out there that all talk to each other and just like fuck. They're getting ready for like to drop a scandal probably.
Really?
Like I feel like they're all getting ready to like be like. Like, to try to fuck my career up. Like,
really?
Like, I really do.
But like, what are they going to say about you? You didn't do anything crazy,
I,
no, right?
I didn't do anything crazy, but I feel like, you know, like, people will believe girls over a guy any fucking day of the week. Like, they're probably going to say some crazy shit, and I'm probably going to be like, I'm fucked. Like, shit.
It's a potential come up now. I've seen it happen multiple times. I'm not going to name the rappers, but where a girl will date a rapper for a period of time, then they break up, then they make a YouTube video about how shitty that rapper is, and then they go viral and they get subscribers, and then that's the start
that of only their happened vlog to, career. Yeah, that only happened to me one time, and the YouTuber had like 400 subscribers, so like
it didn't go anywhere. Was it a girl you dated, like, or a girl
like
just
literally
random?
All my hoes have been very loyal, like very loyal.
Besides
like,
the ones who have this group chat that you said is going to take you down.
What happened?
Besides the ones that you claim are forming against you in this
group
chat?
Yeah. Like I've had like some loyal hoes, but there is a league of exes that I think about to like try some shit on me. Like,
is Noah in the evil group or the loyal one?
What happened?
Is Noah in the evil group or the loyal group?
I got nothing but love for Noah. Okay. Honestly, like, I got nothing but love for Noah. Like, no bad vibes, like, nothing. Like, you know, she cool as fuck. Like, shit.
Are you a little pissed off at Billy Ray for giving Lil Nas X a verse and not you?
Nah. Billy Ray's cool, too. The whole family's cool, man. Like, Lil Nas X is dope, man. The song is hard.
But did you ever actually get a Billy Ray verse, or did you just have a conversation about potentially working on music?
Me and Billy Ray definitely had a conversation about, like, making music and stuff. But, I mean, you know, Lil Nas X, he got a banger out right now.
Right. No, that song is definitely undeniable. 3 weeks, number one. That's ridiculous.
He's the next Drake, dude.
Yeah, I mean, well, do you think?
No.
I mean, the real question is just what
I mean, not in that lane, but I mean, like, he's going to be, like, a big, like, rap. I think he should just be Nas X. Like, this little shit, I'm tired of this little shit.
His name is definitely one of the clunkiest, most awkward names in the history of rap. Like, Lil
Nas. He's, I mean, Nas and X.
It's almost such a weird name that it kind of works. It's such a crappy name. It's like, you take one of the most legendary rappers of all time, you take his name, you put the most... No offense, but you put the most typical, boring fucking start to a rapper's name ever, yeah. Lil, and then you just put an X for some reason.
I'm not a fan, bro.
No offense.
I did not get a fan. I'm changing. I just want to be called Zan or Diego. Like, the little shit corny as fuck to me. Like, so, like, I think Nas X sounds way better than Lil Nas X, because just having that Lil, like, yeah. No, but I fuck a dude, but I think it should be, like, Nas X.
Did you smoke big dope with Billy Ray?
Yeah, we actually smoked a lot. Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. That was a long time ago. But
he was smoking blunts, or did he have his own particular
he would take like
weed
a,
apparatus?
He would take like a puffer. He would take like a puffer too. He wasn't like a big cheaper, or from what I saw.
Right.
Know, it was a short relationship. But
was Noah smoking in front of him?
That I can't remember.
I don't even remember if she was smoking at all.
I don't even remember if she was smoking weed, honestly. I think she was. I don't know. I can't answer that question. Shit.
But Billy Ray was definitely big.
Yeah. He's like the nicest guy, man. Like, I got nothing but love for the family. Miley, I don't like. Please don't hate me. Like, I hear shit like Miley hates me. Like, I ain't got nothing against you, Miley. Like, I'm sorry.
Maybe,
like,
they'll take you back in. Not as a lover, just as a friend.
That I'll be the pet.
And me as well. I want to come over.
Yeah, you got
to. I've never even been over.
It's a really nice house.
Really?
Like, really nice house.
I'm
like,
trying to find out.
Like the gate looks like Jurassic Park, like, when you're opening it. Like, it's really crazy.
Do they have, like, full-time security there and shit?
I never saw a security guard, so it's kind of sketchy, but.
I guess if you're like Billy Ray Cyrus, you have, like, different needs than, like, a famous rapper, you know? Although, at the same time...
He was still touring, though. He was talking about, like, how he had, like, a fucking, like tour coming up with, like, his band or something. All that.
It's crazy, because when I think about it, that was, like... I remember that song very well, and I remember how fucking my mom would be singing it in the car and shit. Don't break my heart. Like, my achy, break your heart.
He's the original Heartbreak Soldier. I used to tell him that all the time. I'm like, you're the OG Heartbreak Soldier.
Wow.
Like, my achy, break your heart. Like, bro, like, everything I got was from you, bro. Like,
and that is a vulnerable song, really. He's saying, don't break my heart.
And, like, that's, like, fucking 90% of my damn music is, like, don't right. break my fucking heart.
You're different than a lot of rappers who are describing how they break
my
hearts.
Sound. Like, my I would, like, call my sound of music, like, lullaby pop, lullaby trap. I make so many different, like, he knows it. Like, it's just lullaby. Lullaby pop, lullaby mainstream, lullaby trap. Like, that's all it is, really.
Really?
I have a sound that nobody else has, and that's why I'm loved, and that's why I'm hated a lot, like, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the story of your career, which is really weird to me because anybody I feel like who knows you would just be like, yeah, he's a really nice kid. Like, I've never noticed any sort of malicious
traits. I go out on the streets, it's nothing but love. Like, it's nothing but love. Like, I got, like I was at the club with the... I didn't show up with them, but I was with J-Rock, and J-Rock was like, I appreciate you, like, let's get in the studio and make a song and shit. And I was like, man, that means a lot, because, like, J-Rock, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but you've always been low-key TDE associated through Stat, right?
Yeah, I know Top Dog and all them, from, I know Wack, too. I know Big U and J-Prince and all that shit from Stat,
There's always gangbanging if the music thing doesn't
work out. It's crazy because people wouldn't think, like, Lil Xan is, like, associated with around all these, like, rap, like, fucking, like, OG gangsters and shit. But, like, I really am, and it's kind of funny.
I saw Stat and Game in the studio together. They have a very close relationship.
How long ago was that? Because he is going crazy, but, like, the game's album is fucking crazy.
He's saying it's his last one, bro. So he's going in.
That one line, what about, like, Kim Kardashian or some shit? That's like, light compared to the shit he's about to say on that
really?
Album. He's calling, like...
I'm just saying,
he's calling everybody out.
He goes at Joe Budden, too, which I think is very...
Yeah, but I just know that Kim K line is light compared to what the fuck he's got to say. That's all I can say, man.
Hey, man, I kind of like seeing Game just, like, own that asshole role. I mean, you could do that. It's always an option for every rapper. Like, if you wanted to make a song where you were like, man...
He fucked every Kardashian.
Really? Even Chris?
Except...
and Caitlyn.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, there's one he hasn't fucked, but he's fucked... Every one of them.
Probably Rob.
I'll
give Game that. I'll give him benefit of the doubt. Never hit Rob.
I wouldn't smash Rob either.
No. Well, I'm glad we agree on that.
I'm glad. Very glad too.
Wait a minute. Wait a sec. Oh, yeah. Get higher.
Yeah.
So tour was good. You were gone for a long ass time though, taking care of those overseas fans.
And taking care of
them. I mean, I don't know what you were
taking
doing.
Taking care of them overseas.
No, taking care of the fans.
Yeah, no. Shout out Europe. I was definitely taking care of my fans out there.
Listen, I was listening to a podcast the other day. Shout out to John Caramonica, the New York Times podcast. And it was about the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And just sort of describing that crazy boy band thing. And it was funny listening to it because it's like really the only rappers that I've been associated with that I've seen that effect, there's only been a couple. You're probably the most extreme one. Being on tour with Trill Sammy, I saw it in terms of just the girls, the gung ass girls going nuts. Seen it with Peep a little bit, but that I felt like it was more after he passed.
Yeah, I feel what you mean. Like, Peep a little bit more, but Peep definitely was getting a lot of the goth. He owned the goth scene. Like,
oh, Jeezy gets it too.
Yeah, like with the goth.
No, like when he goes on stage and like you just hear shrieking from the crowd.
Oh yeah, no, there's been times where I wanted to be like that, but I'm like, I don't want to be disrespectful. You know what I mean? That kind of would be disrespectful to like cover your ears. But you've been to my shows, bro. Like, it's like. Yeah, you want to wear earplugs.
There's a lot of puberty going down in the audience. A lot of girls were having this like weird orgasmic experience for the first time.
You saw the Novo Hibby Sabotage joint that I did. Yeah, that was
crazy,
bro. Like half like the people left after like I left. It was crazy.
It's just weird to see how that changes over time. Because when I was a kid, that same energy was like my sister buying Tiger Beat magazine for Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then like shit has changed. Now like girls are just going to a Lil Xan show and all these images
the crazy
to think
thing
about
that
later.
You said is that like girls are now moshing at Lil Xan shows.
You see that a lot.
Yeah, like really? Girls like mosh like at my mosh. Like,
I haven't seen a lot of girls moshing. I'm going to be honest. Not at your shows, but just in general.
But it's just like, it's because there'd be like 10 guys right there and they get them to mosh. You know what I mean? Type shit. But it's like crazy seeing like girls mosh like at a Lil Xan. Like, my life is weird, bro. My life is just so fucking weird, dude. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand
it. I mean, people probably really wonder what your life is like because, you know, to a certain extent, people are
stressful.
Probably assuming people think that you fell off because they don't see you in the fucking making headlines, doing stuff that gets on World Star as much.
I'm saying MIA. Like, people who say I fell off are retarded. Like, I'm literally gaining like 100,000 followers. Like, I'm about to hit 5.4. Justin Bieber is like sending me clothes. Like, and talking about like working on shit, like, literally, like, who, like, how the fuck is that falling off?
It's kind of like they have their own narrative because they sort of like made you into a star in the first place, and then like that same media cycle has chosen to sort of act like you don't exist anymore.
It's
in
just
a weird way.
It's just because I haven't dropped music, but I'm about to drop like 3 hits on these motherfuckers, better than Betrayed. Like, I've been in the studio just cooking up, but like, I've been in the public eye on TV a lot. Like, SNL did a skit, like, me and it, like, a couple times. Seth Meyers. Like, there's been, like, TMZ is always covering me. So, I'm more, like, on TV, like, than I am in the... Like, people know me more as a celebrity. Like, oh, I know that guy from somewhere. Or, I seen that guy on TV. Like, obvious, he's Lil Xan, the famous rapper.
I was always, like, watching your story unfold at the same time as 6ix9ine and just sort of seeing that as this weird thing with, like, two... you guys were very similar coming 6ix9ine out.
I messaged 6ix9ine in the beginning, and I was like, I forgot what I said, but his reply was, it's only us at the top. Like, it's only us at the top right now. I mean, obviously, he surpassed me after that, but, like...
For a period.
Yeah, but for a period, it was just us at the top, like... Mm. And I didn't fall off. Like, I did not fall off. People are stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
That's just people... Like, Lil Skies just hit me up the other day, and he was like, people telling me, like, the same shit, you know what I mean? Like, Smoke Purp, I was just talking to him. He's like, people just want to get under your skin and shit and try to, like... Because, like, it really does get under your skin because then you're, like, sitting there thinking, like, what do I got to do? But it's just, they're I'm falling off. Like, what do you do with your life? Work at McDonald's, Macy's? Like, I'm, like, popping this fuck right now. Like, ask these motherfuckers. We, on our drive here, like, fucking 20, 30 fans in cars just recognizing me, like, with the windows up. Yeah. Like, one guy got out the fucking car and came around and stopped traffic and just to get a picture. Yeah. But, like, it was crazy.
But think about somebody like Skies or Perp or whatever. These are all people, like, they come out, you know, like, you're the same way. You have a big spike where everybody's kind of, you're new, so everybody's talking about you or whatever. Maybe you got a couple songs that are blowing up. And then, obviously, it's like, and I, as a YouTuber, I see this too. It's like, I seen a month where I got, like, 200,000 subscribers or some shit, and now maybe I get 50,000 a month. And you know, it's like, you're never going to be able to live up to that peak. Your career is always going to be spikes and then, like, dips. And
yeah, like, you're always going to, like, have times where you're stagnant. And there's going to be times when you're, like, right now, like, I just came out of a stagnant, like, place. Mm. And now, like, I'm seeing, like, I'm getting, like, 50,000 followers a day type shit. Like, well, not 50. I would say, like, 25 to 30,000 followers a day now. Because of that, probably because of that Justin Bieber shout out. So that'll probably end real quick. But shout out Justin Bieber. But yeah, no, like, exactly right.
I mean, it's a weird thing though, because there's such a fine line between, like, falling off, because we've definitely seen rappers who come out, get huge,
and fall off,
and then,
like,
literally,
not, like, none to be named, but yeah, we've
6 months later,
that.
Nobody cares about, like, there's no way that they could make a song that would make people, like, care. I don't, like, put care. You or Perp or Skies in that category. I
no,
feel
not
like
at all, not
any
at all.
Of you guys could
they
make a song, a hit song,
comments.
And blow the fuck up all over again
me
at any
Perp,
minute.
Me and Perp just did a song called Like Me. Like we he wanted to hop on it, and I was like, yo, let's get it. Me and Skies had the number one song on SoundCloud not too long ago, Lies. Like, I didn't go nowhere. Like, just because I don't post all the time is because, like, like, I don't like being famous. Like,
really?
I don't want to be famous. Like, I literally can't walk to, like, outside my building without people literally, like, right there waiting for me to, like, sign, like, a picture. Like, I love my fans to death. Don't get me wrong. I love my supporters. Love my fans. I love everybody that supports me. But, like, I'd rather just live, like, a regular fucking... I'd rather be rich than famous. Just have the money and not be fucking recognized every 10 seconds. I can't even drive, bro.
I mean, that's the thing about you is that you could... I mean, I know you. You could easily think of some shit to go viral every fucking day. You know?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I posted a picture of... Because Billie Eilish was me for
you did Halloween. This. You went...
Oh, like the when I was at my penthouse. Yeah.
You went viral just dancing, just going like that. Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just goofy dancing. I think videos are the new wave for Instagram, like, because it just looks better.
People but, just want to see dances these days.
Yeah, but I still...
You should do a dance. Oh, my God.
I got one in the works.
No, but like a video that has a dance, like some Soulja Boy shit. Do the Zan.
I got a song. I got a new, do this. I mean, what is this? The fucking what era is that?
I mean,
50s, 60s, 70s.
You're right.
80s.
I'm dating myself, but
yeah, you know. I don't know. Nah, we got to come up with. I got a dance coming out. It's gonna be tight.
No,
I got a song called West Side.
Soulja Boy when he came out. My bird walk.
Yeah,
my bird walk.
Bird walk.
Wait, you got a song called what?
West Side.
West Side.
It's like West Side, West Side. Throw your motherfucking hands up. West Side. So like, I got my dance for this shit. I'm ready to go. Shit,
I'm ready. You ever meet Nipsey?
Yeah, I met Nipsey at Complex. Rest in peace, Nipsey. I met Nipsey at Complex Con, like, cause Stat obviously, you know, like, knows him, all OGs and shit. He was the dopest dude, bro. He was literally like the most humble fucking dude like ever. So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to, in passing, meet Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what he accomplished in his career, it does kind of like open your eyes to what is possible,
man.
You know?
The marathon, man. Shit, like, I got a song where, like, you know, I paid tribute. I was, like, talking about marathon, like shit.
Crazy.
It's, you know, that's another topic that's crazy. It's, like, 2018, rest in peace, Peep. Peep died in 2017. It's like, so, but it all feels like it happened in literally like the last 6 months. But
your career?
No, or? like rappers dying. Like rappers dying. So it's like now Nipsey, the fucking legend, died. It's like this is a generation of rappers that are the music industry. I feel like it's just killing, bro. Like, I feel like they're just killing us.
The music industry?
Well, not in Nipsey's case so much, but like I'm talking like X and Peep. Like I feel like they're overworking us, like type shit. Like I know like how Nipsey shit go. You know what I mean? Like I'm cool with Big U, like, and I'm cool with like all of his people and shit.
I don't know though. I don't know if you can put like a lot. Like let's be real. If the label could have got Peep to stop doing drugs, they would have. You know, nobody wanted him on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wanted X going around
like
that.
Do you know what he was signed? I don't. Who was he signed to? Because
I forget what it's called, but
it's
some like management group that had him since he was like super early. There's this whole Rolling Stone
article. If they really would have just got him off drugs, but no, they overwork us, and that's why we feel the need to like indulge, is because like we're so overworked, like. We don't get like a break, like rather be high doing the shit, you know what I mean? Like I'd rather be high like on tour for 3 months than being sober. Like
how is your sobriety? Like how much drugs are you doing and what do you still mess with at this point?
Like my sobriety has gotten way better. Like yes, I will admit, like I did relapse after rehab. I did get banned from Palm Springs as well.
Cause like I said, all of Palm Springs or a rehab clinic?
Yeah, the city sent me a city.
What did you do?
I was bumping music in Rich.
I remember
rich
when you got reported
area.
For this. You got banned from the whole city?
Yeah.
You can't go to Coachella?
No, I can go to Coachella. I mean, shit. Dang. I can still go to Palm Springs.
You just can't live there.
Yeah, I just can't live there. Okay. I can still sneak into Palm Springs.
Right. They're not going like, to
pull
you over.
Unless it's like a cop. Like, yeah, you can't be here, little thing. We know this is your car. Like, what the fuck?
You can't go to Carl's Jr. and like cause a scene.
Yeah, and cause a scene. You can't like, do Zan's in town. All right, we got him. Like,
remember when you did that meet and greet? It cost you like $100,000 or whatever.
Yeah, they sent two. That was in my hometown, Redlands, California. Yeah. They sent two helicopters, $50,000 a piece. They sent the second one just to get more money out of me. But,
bro, that is crazy.
Like, and it was the most peaceful meet and greet. People just wanted their shit signed. People just wanted to meet me, and I love my fans. And I've never denied a fan picture. Like I support all my fans, but. Doesn't change the fact that
like you had fame. To pay $100,000.
That $100,000 and like I really don't want to be like famous, but like every time I've tried to like self sabotage myself with fame, it's only made me more famous.
What do you mean? Like which times have been sort of intentional?
Like just like going away for like a long time or like trying to, you know, like fade into the background, and then like I come back and it's like a million like likes on a picture and I'm like, what the fuck? Like like shit I wasn't getting before, I'm like, god damn it.
Right.
Like they remember me. But no.
I mean, a lot of the things that
I
want
to keep saying, yeah, I love my fans to death, but like this life is hard. Ask any rapper. Me and Purple were just talking about it. Like this life is not easy. You see the glitz and the glamour from the outside, but like the work ethic is crazy.
Right. Yeah, it does definitely take a lot. Okay, but your sobriety. Where are you at? What's up, Chris Long? You're Chris Long is here.
Hi, Chris.
You're an OG Chris Longer.
Bro, shit. You know, Chris is, I fuck with Chris because, like, didn't you, like, knock out the dude that tried to get Adam? Yes. Bro, I remember I was in Europe when that shit happened, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, I was, like, scared and shit. I was like, damn, that's my nigga Adam, man.
Hey, you gotta watch out. You could be the next one get ran up on.
Yeah.
No, you live in like a high rise apartment. Nobody can run up on you.
Like literally fucking, I live 31 floors up, and every fucking floor has its own key. Like it's not universal. You can get to any fucking key.
Right.
And they're real secure about the penthouse key, obviously. Like,
do you feel freaked out doing something like going out in front of this store on Melrose? Do you feel like you need to be with somebody?
If I have like Kim Folk John.
Right, you got three of fairly large guys with you.
Justin Staple, yeah, like Mikey.
Justin Staple is your security. That's a good one.
Yeah, Justin. Yeah, no, seriously. The head of noisy right there. Justin Staple right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally my security.
And those insecurity. Add that to his
LinkedIn. And I'll fight too. You know what I mean? I have full faith in my shit. Like, I've taken Stat to the floor, and Stat still tells me to this day, like, I don't know how the fuck you did that.
You took Stat to the floor. Stat's like at least 200 pounds, a big old man.
It was in New Zealand, bro. Like, we got in a fist fight, and then...
Fist fight?
Yeah, we really
You guys were swinging on each other?
John, we got in a fist fight, right? But, like, me and Stat, like, Stat's like my dad, like, literally, like, he's...
Sometimes you gotta fight your dad.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those fights, and, like, I took him to the floor, but, I mean, I obviously got... That's not the right thing because he flipped like, me over and literally chokehold to death. Like,
okay. Yeah, because I was thinking like...
obviously, I was losing. I'm not saying I was winning at all.
I'm trying to picture Stat just cracking you in the face. And I'm like, ooh, it feels like your face would not really exist after.
No, he didn't use full force.
Okay, good.
Like, it was kind of like some other shit, but...
It's like when you're wrestling with your girl.
Sometimes you use full force.
Me and my girl, I was doing jujitsu on each other. Okay, so yeah, tour, pregnancy.
Yeah,
you were reported to have been experiencing pregnancy, and then it was reported that you experienced a miscarriage. A lot of people had doubts.
Yeah. Oh my
I'm gonna
God.
Be honest. I gave you such a benefit of the doubt that I didn't even really look into it because I knew I did not believe for a second that
this
you
is
would
the funniest
do
shit ever. Okay, Adam DM'd me. He was like, can I get your permission to Photoshop your head onto a fake pregnant lady? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, of course. Fuck
for a
it.
Thumbnail, which is it's a great.
Yeah, for yeah, a thumbnail. It's a great thumbnail. It's a great thumbnail. It's
it was a pregnant lady and then his
and,
face on
and then
her.
My face. And he I respect that you asked me. Thank you. But of course, yeah, use it.
Meme it up.
Yeah. But what were you saying?
Yeah, so what's the whole deal with that? Do you think people were right to have doubts about the validity of the pregnancy? Okay, are you like sad about this miscarriage?
Like, this is, like, the thing, man. Like a lot of people don't know, like, my personal life. Like, this is, like, some crazy shit to talk about. Like, I did not fake a pregnancy. Like, I saw two fake pregnancy strips, like, that test that I'm high as fuck. I'm sorry.
No, it's
like
okay.
Off weed. Kush.
Right.
I saw two pregnancy tests with the line that said you're pregnant, and I was like, okay, so she's definitely pregnant. You know what I mean? But I mean, I didn't watch her pee, and then I looked up like just certain shit, like, you know, if you can fake a pregnancy test or like what. I mean, it's pretty easy.
So you think she might have faked it to keep you with her?
Like, I'm like 50-50. I'm not like, it's like 50-50. I would say 50-50, like, because there was things that I was, like, there's definitely things that are, like, questionable, like, that, like, can say that she really was pregnant, you know what I mean? Like, I did really start seeing a belly and shit. Like, I really, like, you know what I mean? Like, I really.
She could have just been hitting the buffet.
One fan, she got mad because one fan said, "You hitting the burritos too hard."
Shit. The fan said that?
Yeah, like, my fans are brutal, bro. My fan, bro, you want to talk about my fan? My fans are brutal, but nah, I'm 50-50. I don't, like, it pisses me off, though, because if I'm right, you know what I mean? Hmm. Like, people are like, Lil Xan faked his, like, pregnancy when I literally was just, like, with everyone else here thinking that I had a baby on the way.
Mm.
So I'm 50-50 with that, and, like, I hope, like we're supposed to be getting some, like, documentation from Kaiser Permanente or... Because, really? Like, I was, like... it's, like, Kaiser Permanente is, like, a hospital.
Right.
But I was just, you know, like, I was, like, I need, like, the paperwork of the miscarriage that you had. And then, because I sent it, I was, like, this is another, like, suspicious thing. I was, like, go down to the hospital because it's on our street and get the paperwork that same hospital she went to, get the paperwork saying that you got a miscarriage, but she came back saying, like, oh, I have to do this process and shit. So I was, like... And, like, it really gets you thinking, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but, like, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but...
Are you still with her?
It's complicated. Really? It's very complicated. It's very complicated.
You've always been pretty complicated with, like, girls,
to say the least. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Annie. I love Annie to death. I love Annie. But, like, it's just complicated as fuck right now. Like, I don't know. We in limbo or some shit. Like,
Do you regret making her famous?
I did make her a little bit famous.
You know, she got some subscribers now. She got a little thing.
She's almost at 300 Instagram, like, 1,000 followers. Crazy.
Damn, you give your girl 300K.
300K.
My girl, I gave her 1.7. I can't say I gave it to her.
Oh, damn.
But, you know, I was involved in it.
Yeah. She probably...
She would definitely have blown it up.
How much did she have, like, before that?
When we met, we both had, like, 50K. So.
You clouded it up.
Journey. To cloutdom.
Journey to clout.
Join us on our journey.
See, that's actually a great, great saying.
Welcome to Cloutville. Next Lil Xan album.
What if heaven is just clout? Like, just one big clout. Like, heaven is just one big clout. You open the gate, like, fucking my homie Smoke His Axe right there. Fucking.
You feel like he's one of, like, the clout.
We all got clout, like
Smoke Sack has some clout, but I mean, I would think the leader would be like Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah,
made hella girls famous.
I was just saying Smoke Sack because I just met him the other day. Like, he's super super cool dude. But yeah, you got, like, Justin Bieber.
He's watching this thinking, like, damn, I'm the clout guardian.
I think Smoke Sack got clout. Shit.
No, it does. But I don't know if he's like. I don't know if he wants to be in charge of giving it out.
We gotta really break this down though, like. How many followers is clout?
Is clout, you mean famous?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, no clout.
Here's the difference between me and you is I don't feel comfortable being like, yeah, I'm famous. But I feel like you have to be able to say I'm famous.
You don't feel like you can just
say that with a straight face?
I never walk into anywhere and I'm like, yeah, I'm famous. Like, I deserve this. Like, fuck, I'm the most humble motherfucker.
But pretty much anywhere you go, you probably know that people are going to recognize you and shit.
I definitely, like, understand how famous I am, but I'm never, like, even as, like, my homies over here, like, I'm the most humble, nice guy ever. I'm not like other rappers. I just want to play video games and... jerk off and just fucking chill. Chill, man.
So let me ask you this. Are you fully back in the business of getting pussy? Or are you still kind of holding back because you still are
I'm still holding back. Like, I'm really holding back.
You holding back would still be a lot, though. You're pretty prolific in your shenanigans.
Holding back is still fucking a lot.
I've known you for a long time, and I've known you to fuck a lot of girls. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah, I fucked a lot of girls, dude. Shit, it's crazy.
But you were probably doing that before you're famous.
Nah.
No?
Nah, it's crazy. I glowed up. You know, but...
Because you had a girl, but when you got cracking...
Yeah.
She didn't last long.
Remember Jessica?
Yeah. It was back and forth like crazy. Yeah,
it was back and forth.
I would see you...
She fucked like some dude, and I was like... When a girl fucks some other dude, I'm like, that's not my pussy no more. Like,
you're over it after that?
I feel like that's the last guy that's like...
Really?
Like, I can't fuck you no more, like, because, like, his dick was just right here. Even though showers, I get it.
Showers?
Like, you can shower the shit off. But, like, I don't care. In my mind, it's like, that is property of last...
But, I mean, owners. It's such a double standard, though, because you could fuck a million girls.
It's the biggest double standard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
it's any different for me, obviously. It's like, it's just so different. We biggest. All know it's different. Just accept it. It's
yeah,
way like, different like, for a guy to fuck a girl.
I'm just very accepting of what it is. Like, I mean, no disrespect at all, but it is a very big double standard. Like, yeah.
And you're over here just maintaining the patriarchy?
There's anarchy.
The Zantriarchy. That doesn't sound right. It sounds like
Zantriarchy.
It sounds like a wing at the hospital.
Sounds like a scary Japanese horror movie. Zantriarchy. or a food.
So wait, but were you like sad as fuck about the pregnancy thing for a period of time, and then now you kind of feel like, well, I was fucking sad, and like you made me sad. So
sad as in like
oh, I thought I was
pregnant, or like sad as when like I found out like that.
When you thought like you thought you were gonna be a like dad, you were getting ready for that in your head.
Like when I found out I was gonna be a father, I was stoked.
Really,
you know what I mean? Because I was like. Like, this is, like, lit. It's, like, this is gonna calm me down from fucking bitches, hopefully. You know what I mean? Like, having a kid and all this, like, I hope, like, it's definitely gonna calm me down from living a crazy lifestyle. So I was super stoked. And just to have, obviously, number one, to have the kid, but, like, just the impact that it would have on my life.
Mm.
And then...
that responsibility.
Yeah,
that make a man idea. You
know, yeah, like literally, like I was really excited, and apparently she was actually pregnant longer than what we expected. She was 9 weeks, and we thought she just got pregnant. And then you know, like what I told you, now like I'm 50-50 with the shit. That makes me feel like I don't know, like even like. Cause like I said, I love Annie. Annie's my ride or die. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's let me fuck bitches. Like, you know what I mean?
Let you or is she involved?
She never. My last girlfriend was involved. But shout out Jessica.
So Annie would just let you go off and do your thing?
Yeah, but she would always argue and come back and argue like a storm.
She would get mad about it. She would act like she was cool about it, and then she would actually be pissed.
She would act like. I'm not going anywhere, but like fuck you, like you know what I mean.
Like she would acknowledge that she wasn't gonna break up with you.
She knew, like she would see me going to the bathroom, like with other girls and
like what at shows and shit.
On tour bus shows, all that shit.
You would just do that in front of her, and she would just be like, "What?" She would just have to deal with it.
Well, it's because like I'm not like a bad person. Like I told Annie, bro, like. I love you and you love me, but she loves me like way more than I love her. You know what I mean? And I was like, you can leave me at any time.
Right.
I'm not forcing her at all. Like, I'm not like, you got to stay in this fucking relationship. You know what I mean? Chris is dying over here.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard because it was so real and it was so unexpected that you were just gonna get that honest. Like,
bro, I'm an open book, bro.
I feel like I've like never heard a guy be that real about it.
Bro, I literally don't lie. Like, see, what was that talking about, though?
I like that about you.
What was that? Fuck,
just how you were explaining to her that she likes you a lot, like way more than you like her.
Way more. And like, I've told her, like, you can leave, like. Like Stat always tells like the girls that he sees that I'm gonna be with for like 2 years or some shit, cause both relationships were like 2 years. And Annie and Jessica, I was actually fucking with both of them in between.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Yes. Thanks, Dad. But Yeah, no, like I forgot what I was talking
about. Yeah, I know you did. Do you think that
I'm starting to sweat?
Do you think that you should be in a relationship at this point in your life?
Or yeah, I want to date like another celebrity.
Are you serious?
Why are you laughing?
It's just like.
Yeah, I'm like being serious.
Who? More famous or less famous than Noah?
Noah's pretty famous. And
yeah, I mean, definitely famous enough for you to make all these headlines and everything. But I mean, okay, let's like just even.
No, you're right, though. No, you're right. I take it back. You're right.
I'm going to be honest, though. I can't think of any of like the popping girl rappers. I just don't see you dating Megan Thee Stallion.
No, not at all.
I think that's too much woman for you.
I think like I'm going to go like the model, like the famous like model, like. Like, route, like, real famous model, like, type shit. Like, short dude.
I don't know any of the models, or I would just be suggesting them for you right now.
I haven't had my own phone in, like, the longest time. Like, she has a phone, bro.
I got it. You know who's single?
Who?
Tana. Oh, she was dating that Justin Bieber lookalike dude, and then now that's over. Maybe I should get him on here.
Yeah,
let's hear what dating her was like.
Yeah, that would be dating Tanner was like.
He's DMing me right now. Yeah, let's go.
Tanner's cool. Tanner's cool. I don't got beef with nobody. Tanner's a good girl, man. Like, she would come for me in times of need. But yeah, I like Tana. Yeah,
why didn't that work out? Do you think that you could date her? Do you think that's possible?
I just think like two people with like popularity and clout, you know what I mean? Like it just never ends well. You know what I mean? Like
you were just saying you want to date another celebrity though.
I know. Cause I like fucking my life up. I really love like my track record is terrible. You know what I mean? Like, but I do want to date. Like,
this Tupac, check.
Okay, for the record, I did not diss Tupac. I give my opinion, and I like a few of his songs. I like Tupac.
I love Tupac. I just want to make that clear.
I have nothing wrong against Tupac. I never dissed him. Fuck Revolt TV. Think it sucked my dick because they edited the clip to like make it look like I hate all old school hip hop. I grew up on old school hip hop, like everything, like Big L, like, you know what I mean, Pun.
Listen, I grew up on Tupac. Tupac to me, probably the most important rapper throughout my entire time listening to rap.
East Coast, like, so you know.
Right, I respect that too. But also, it's like, I accept it. You are at least, what, 10, fucking 15 years younger than me.
If
you
don't, 22, so.
You're 22, so close to that, 13 years younger than me. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not expect people who are 13 years younger than me to give a fuck about the shit that I listened to when I was growing up. Because it's been 13 years. That's a long time.
Exactly. Like, my fans are not listening to, you know, like, like, in all respects, like, my fans are not, like, they're too young. They don't even know, like, they're not listening to Tupac. They're listening to Lil Pump, Lil Skies and stuff.
By 35, I've learned that lesson many, many times over.
We grew up after.
All the shit that I loved when I was a kid doesn't really mean as much to the new generation that it does to me. And that's okay. I accept it. I get it.
Yeah. Like the generation of fans that I have are younger than me. So, like, they're 2000 babies.
You're their Tupac.
Yeah. No.
Hey, Jussie Smollett is a gay Tupac.
No, shut the fuck up.
Jesus. He is. You could be the Xandar Tupac. I don't
know. I'm not the next Tupac. So fuck you, Adam. Fuck you.
TMZ. There you go. There's your headline.
They're just gonna roast my ass.
Yeah, something like that. Were you the one who made Annie get the face tattoos?
Yeah, I made Annie get.
You branded her.
Bro. I swear to God, I'm a nice guy. I told Annie she could leave at any time. This life is hard.
Like, not R. Kelly.
What do you?
I mean, I feel like R. Kelly's like not letting them just leave if they want. Like he does not have an open door policy.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. yeah, but I was like Annie. Like I'd be like, we both love each other. I'm gonna keep repeating this. I'm a good person. Like I told her she could leave whenever, but she wants to stay, and I love her, and so.
Loving you is not supposed to be easy.
But, like, I'm a very terrible boyfriend. Yeah, obviously. Like, I'm very terrible. But
You ever think you'll be able to beat that bug where you just want to fuck all these random girls? You
mean? I really want to. Like, I really want to, dog. Like, I'm 20. Like, but I just feel like I'm 22. I got this fame. I got this money. I don't want to be tied down yet. Mm. That's my biggest thing. I don't want to be tied down yet. And she's, like, literally, like, 19. You know what I mean? Like, she's, like, a teenager. Mm. You know? So, like, I feel like I want to get, like, a girlfriend around, like, 24, 25, maybe. 38. 38. 39, 40. No, actually, I'll give a good age, like, 28. After the 27 Club, 28.
My girl's 27. Super mature.
Like, yeah, 28. Like, literally 28 is when I want to settle down. Like, that's, like, the perfect, you know, like, girls from mid-30s are fine as fuck. Like,
My type. They really know how to fuck, but at the time they make the mid-30s, if they're still in the single scene, they know what they want, dude.
Sure. Sure that. I've never actually been able to. Well, I fucked, like, a kindergarten teacher. She was, like, only 26, though, but.
Your kindergarten teacher?
No, not mine. Shit, that would have been
pretty fucked up on her part.
That would have been a fucking story.
Unless you did it way later.
Shit, if I said the name right now, she would get fucking fired. Shit.
Oh, yeah, shit. Right. Why? They're not allowed to fire her just what? Because you fucked a rapper in her fucking spare time?
Oh, wait. I mean, I did have it. Like,
it's not like the school has a contract that you sign where you can't fuck Lil Xan. Although I'm starting to think maybe they should.
I ain't fucking hate you, dog.
It's so weird.
I feel like if because it's a private Jewish school. Mm. So it's like real, like, rich kid shit. Mm. So I feel like they really would
they fire her. They might actually fire
her. Like, they might actually fire her. It's not like a public school at all.
Right. No, but I mean, definitely. There's been times in my life where I've realized, like, holy shit, I'm doing coke with a teacher. That's weird as fuck.
Yeah, but it's like, it makes you think, like, these are the people teaching our kids. Like, when I was fucking Miss... like, I was like, damn, this girl really goes and, like, tells me I want to fuck. Like, I got the keys to, like, my, like, school when nobody's there. I want to fuck on, like the kid's desk and shit. And I'm like, I never did, for the record, I never did do that. I'm like, these are the fucking people teaching our kids, like.
Yeah, they're just regular people doing disgusting things.
Yeah, like, and she was hot, like. I let my kid. We're not going down the shot, shit.
One time I fucked this teacher and she was fucking putting all these crayons in her pussy.
Wait, what, say that again?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I was like, that tripped me out for a second. I was like, wait, what?
You should have been able to tell because I laughed before I said it because I started thinking about it.
I was like, wait, what? What the fuck did you just say?
You know what's a fucked up meme that involves both of us? Is that there's
because I stay off Twitter, so tell me.
But there's a picture of me, you, Keemstar, and FaZe Banks. Remember we did that podcast, the mom's basement thing together?
Yeah.
There's just a picture of us all sit there and we just look so fucking like.
What do you mean? What do we look like?
Just
like,
trashy as fuck. I don't
just
know.
Just
ridiculous. Like, think about what all of us all like together. Like, I mean, like, think about what me and you look like together right now. I mean, I guess to, like, me, we look normal.
Just like eccentric YouTubers.
Just weird white people, I guess, is basically.
Like a podcaster and then like a very oddly shaped SoundCloud rapper. You know what I mean?
I think it's just like people who want to just sort of laugh at the absurdity of white people I'm sorry that you get lumped in with white people, but I feel like it was that. So that was sort of the theme of like, look at how ridiculous these four white humans all sitting down together is. But the fucked up part is we look sad, but it's because it was the day X died.
I know, rest in peace X. Like, and that's why I hit you up. I was like, are we still doing this? You know, like
that fly is really drawn to you.
Yeah.
No, I know. And we decided to do it anyway.
I don't know why. Like, I take shots, bro.
Like, there was only like five people that were ever on Mom's Basement, and we did one of the episodes.
For real.
So hey, at least that happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story.
FaZe Banks and Keemstar gave up on it afterwards.
But wait, they don't do that shit no more.
They haven't done it in like a year or something.
It wasn't the greatest thing.
Yeah, it was. I remember.
I like Keemstar and I like FaZe Banks, but
Both of them a lot. But I mean, I think the whole deal was that they were spending a lot of money to produce it. And then I remember they put out an episode and they got demonetized on it. And FaZe Banks was tweaking on Twitter, just being like, I spent fucking 10 grand to produce this episode and you guys are going to take my ads away. There's no reason, you know, which I 100% understand. But I feel like that demotivated him.
Probably the reason. Shit. I didn't see that, but that definitely sounds like the fucking reason.
Mm. So, Lil Xan, you almost joined.
Xan. Diego.
I thought it was pretty funny when you exposed that 21 Savage wanted to sign you at one point.
I mean, the DMs.
That was just like a weird plot twist.
I only did it because fans were mad. They were like, yo, like, you're dissing 21. But I'm like, yo, like, chill. Me and 21 are cool. Like, he wanted to sign me.
Oh, did you post a meme at one point when he was doing the whole UK thing?
I was like, yo, where'd you get those clothes? Like, and he was like, London. And I just made like a funny little meme. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like giving me shit. And I was like, yo, chill. Like, look, we're friends. Like, we're not friends, but like, we're acquaintances or whatever the fuck you want to call it. He wanted to sign me. So I'm like, there's no beef. There's no nothing. Like, cool.
I mean, 21 to me seems like a smart guy. So I like some people might have been maybe surprised.
I was just like Xanarchy for life. Like Solder Gang was like Young Nudy and a bunch of other people. But I was like, I got this Xanarchy movement that's just going crazy. I don't want to be like man's at like Xan. Oh no, Xan Savage. You know what I mean?
Xan.
Like I'm a Xan EA Savage. I don't want to be the next EA Xan Savage dog. Like,
bro. But I mean, this is the whole thing, is that people acted shocked at the idea of that. But to me, it's like 21 seems really smart. So it's like,
I think he's very smart.
He was definitely smart enough to be thinking like, yeah, I'm going to go get me a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, like literally. And he picked Lil Xan. And when I read that message, I just moved into my first place in LA. So, you know, I was like, still blowing up type of shit.
Mm.
And I read that message, so I was like taken back. I was like, should I do it? You know, like,
right.
Fly on my
fucking, I think, face. It followed you here from your house. It's not our fly.
Bro,
it looks exotic.
Exotic flies.
Exotic flies.
My house is definitely exotic.
Can I ask what happened when you ran into Wolverine from the X-Men?
Oh,
is
yeah.
that what happened with this slice tattoo on your cheek there? What was the thought process on that?
I was in Barcelona, and it was like the last day of like basically the tour. So I was like, oh, you dropped something there, buddy.
Got it.
I was in Barcelona, and this guy specializes in like portraits and realism. And I was like, shit, like one more face tattoo. One more face tattoo. Like, I was actually inspired by kind of like Lil Peep's like anarchist logo, like how I had just something in the cheek. It inspired me to get like something like on my cheek. Like,
you kind of filled it all up. There's not a lot of room left
like,
on your face.
I'm not getting no more face tattoos.
You're over
like
it?
That just, I would, it would hurt me at this point. Like, it would hurt my career at this point if I got more. But I'm at the perfect level, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you went pretty far with it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, like from when we first met to like now, from the first No Jumper to this No Jumper, I look substantially
It's
different.
A big part of who you are, let's be real. You know, it's why you're so famous in a lot of ways, is because it's so easy to see you and identify you.
Literally, like, I'm like, that is a good reason, too. Yeah. Like, the reason I am, like, so famous is because I'm so identical. Like, I got mascara, tears, like, coming, like, down my eyes, and I got... Now it's even worse. I got fucking Wolverine attack marks. Like,
ZZZ lover.
And then ZZZ lover. And then I got like two eye tattoos. I got a fucking nose tattoo with dots going up. That was in tribute for X.
Whose face is crazier, you or Post Malone?
Always
Tired was a bold move. I don't know. What else does he have on his face? Always he has tired. Like all the forehead
he
thing.
Got dope, and he got dope ass face tattoos. I've been hanging out with you know Tyler, like Yahweh.
Yeah. Like, post-signed him, right?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. Mm. And we both live up in like a penthouse like type shit. He's actually leaving on tour to finish the tour tonight.
Oh, nice.
But it's just the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know, but I just noticed you have a 909 tattoo.
Yeah, Inland Empire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
gotta,
gangster.
Gotta represent. Like, I'm not one of those posers that comes out to L.A. and is like...
I'm an L.A. guy
like,
now.
Like, yo, I'm from L.A., born and raised. I was born in the motherfucking San Bernardino, like, Redlands, the 909.
When I think 909, I think Monster Energy.
Yeah, because when you're on the way to, like...
You will see like, a Monster Energy sticker on a truck.
Like if you're...
Oh, you see the factory, too.
Factory. You see, like, the big factory. I thought that was just one of their factories. I didn't know that was, like, the fucking headquarters.
It's pretty iconic.
Like, quarters, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just looked like one of their factories. And I was like, okay, they got a factory out here.
Honestly, you should get a Monster Energy face tattoo. Right in the middle
of
your forehead.
I'm sponsored by them.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, shit, I guess, at this point. I feel like the scratch marks are almost...
That's pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close to the actual fucking logo of Monster. Monster pretty happy probably I got this.
Before I even had No Jumper going on, Monster sent me on, like, 5 overseas trips 1 year. I got to go to, like, Tokyo, like,
they sent me on
Berlin.
Half a tour.
Oh, you were on the Outbreak tour thing, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I canceled halfway through because, like I said, they were overworking me.
Really?
Like the Orlando show, and then I was like, yo, we got 5 days off, I'm gonna go home and then come back, and I just never came back. I just like went with like Annie to the bay and like chilled and like hid away from the world.
Do you feel like you burn bridges though when you make a move like that? Like, cause you know they're probably not gonna be too excited to work with you after you do that, right?
I don't really feel like that. I think that's like
the counter argument is just, you know, YOLO.
Just, you only live once, bro.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the best thing we got in the later half of this interview was the Zan Zan Savage name. I'm running with that.
Like, Man Man Savage.
I mean, I'm a big fan of and friend of Man Man Savage, so to me,
no, I'm a big, yeah. Man Man is
great, great human being.
Man Man is my homie and shit, but like Zan Zan Savage is just like
I'm running with that one.
That might be my name change. I don't know.
Did her YouTube channel get you an appetite for doing YouTube videos? You feel like that's something that you want to explore?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it, but I'm not gonna do it.
You gotta vlog, bro.
It'll just make me more famous. I don't mind.
Yes. But it'll be tight.
I don't need it. You're right. It did really, like, I was like, okay, well, if she's booming on that shit, it'll probably be 10 times easier for me to do, like, vlogs and shit. But, like, I'll probably end up doing it because, like, the goal is to get more famous.
Yeah, you got
to
just accept that at some point. Fame is good.
I still haven't accepted that. But I'm still going along with the plan of getting more famous, like, type shit.
You got to do it for all the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah. I got to represent for the Latino community, the Spanish community. We all.
I've seen it. We're all together, man.
We're all family. South America, Argentina. Shout out Santiago. Shout out Sao Paulo. Shout out Brazil. Rio.
They love you, right?
Yo, it's crazy. The South America fan base. Like
South American hero
to the point where there's like a meme where it's like on all my videos it's like, oh, just an English comment passing by, like, because of how many fucking just no like English comments there.
But you never really went for it and did like the Bad Bunny feature. I don't know if that ship has sailed or not, but like
I did the kid Kale, me and Kinfolk John over here.
So
like,
you have gone with the Latin sound.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Kid KO is like the.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay, I have heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, Kid KO is like, yeah. Shout out Kid KO. He's like literally the biggest. Like we were over there, and the girls were like, all the girls were like, yeah, play Kid KO. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, play a little bit. I just
shut up.
Yeah,
play me.
No, but I was like, I fuck with this. You know what I mean? It's like Spanish trap music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like 2.5 million, like, and he wants to obviously branch out to an American audience. And we just collabed, like, and I think it's gonna be a big crossover record because he's speaking in his native tongue, and I'm speaking in mine.
You gotta find your Tati.
Yeah, I'm Tati.
Tati.
We were just, hey yo, Tati. we were just thinking of a song name. Like, we were gonna name a song Tati last night.
That was one of the most surprising songs in the history of rap music when 6ix9ine came out with that song.
Tati. It's a good song.
Yeah, I fuck with it. Also, the pump, like, the Pump and X song. I like that. That one's good.
There's a girl on that too, though.
Is there? I can't
remember. Yeah, there's a girl.
No, Sway Lee's on it as well.
Wait, is it the arms around you?
Yeah.
Sway Lee's on it. Yeah, like Malou.
That's a buddy from America. I don't know, man.
Now that Remember Me by Perp though. Crazy.
That is a good one.
That's like
I like the Perp album.
Like literally, yeah. Like that Remember Me by Perp's fucking Perp.
I gotta listen to the Perp album more.
Perp can sing, man. That shit is like I think it's gonna hit like the billboards.
You want Lil Got It yet?
Lil Got It. Oh, Lil Got It? That's a rapper now?
Yeah.
Shit.
He's fire.
I feel like an old man, dude.
Nah, that's all right. I understand.
Like I feel like an old man, like literally like nuts. Why with the Lil, man?
Now it has to be like something that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even have to be a noun.
Let's go back to the Youngs.
Got It. It's not even a noun.
Let's be like young.
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 Young piss break.
Yeah. Young piss break, Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's what I was just thinking about, how I'm going to probably take a piss after this.
I probably got to take a piss too after this.
Little pissing.
Little piss.
What's all the smoke?
Little double piss. What?
What's all the smoke? What's the shirt?
Oh, that's Justin Stable, head of Noisy's fucking...
head of security.
Yeah, and head of security. He's filming right now. You guys can't see. All the Smoke is their new brand.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big part of the startup. Feel me?
Interesting.
I got 99% stock.
Justin has 1% of his own business.
Right, Justin? Don't I have 90? Yeah,
Tyler has the other half of 1%.
Yeah, Tyler Benz is like the half.
I support that. Famous-ass Vice employees. Fuck them.
I love Tyler. Damn. Hey, yo, Justin, what you got to say about that, man?
Vice fucking sucked my dick. Vice Live got canceled. Ha ha. That's more of a New York thing, though.
I really just found out right here that did Vice Live get canceled?
Vice Live got canceled, yeah.
Bro, I just found it out right now. That makes me sad. That was a dope ass show.
You're the only person on earth who liked it?
Bro, yeah. I grew up, Vice is my thing, bro. Like, Vice is my favorite media source.
No, I like Vice. So I like Vice as a media company, and
HBO.
And honestly, I like everybody. I don't even know. Do you know what Vice Live is? It's like the show with like they had four hosts, Fat Tony and Zach Fox.
You're
probably just talking about like Vice as a network in general, Viceland. Yeah.
Yeah, like I like the magazine, the hard. I even like the hardcover.
No, that's not canceled. Vice had a show called Vice Live with like four specific hosts that got canceled. I just want to point out that I actually don't find anybody in that group like bad on camera. It just didn't feel like they had any kind of chemistry.
I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know nothing about that.
It never really turned into a thing.
Nah, but I
the fact that you didn't know about it is not that surprising because it didn't seem like that many people were interested.
I go on MIA. Wait, what'd you say?
Like, not that many people ever really got into it.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't really work.
It's just because I really don't, I don't stay on the internet, like, type shit. So I really be like, I really be just MIA for like a while and then I'll come back. Like, I didn't even know Billie Eilish was me for Halloween in her concert, like, until 2 weeks after it happened because I was just,
She has exploded, dude.
Yeah, I love Billie Eilish.
She's ridiculously huge now. How the fuck did that happen so fast? She is pretty good.
I mean, she's one talented and she's friends with Lana Del Rey and shit.
So. Is she? I don't even know that.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know for sure, but I mean, she's like the new Lana Del Rey. Yeah.
If she wants to be friends with Lana Del Rey, I'm sure she is. So I believe that.
You funny ass. You funny ass dude.
All right, Diego. I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dad.
Hopefully we cleared up as much stuff as possible. Actually, I haven't been watching the chat or anything.
Oh, there was a chat on the whole fucking time?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to. They can watch it. When people who rewatch it will be able to see the chat, too. They'll know what we missed out on, and that'll be what we talk about next time.
Nice.
Yeah. We got to just do, like, once a month. We got to just podcast, bro.
But I'm down, bro. I'm trying to hold the record for most podcasts on this bitch.
You got to do another vlog, too. Have Chris go out with
Let's
you.
Do another expose. The first expose was funny as fuck.
I mean, we don't even really do the expose anymore. It kind of fell
off.
Are
you guys going to do that shit?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
But you're filming with Justin right now. You're doing some new shit for Vice, so we just finished trashing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Definitely.
Still working on some shit?
We're doing like a day in the life, like noisy shit.
They're working on the resurrection of Lil Xan video. They're going to be like, what happened to Lil Xan? You haven't seen him on World Star's Instagram in 3 months.
Right, 3 months? Shit. I feel like I was on there like every fucking goddamn day for like a certain amount of time. Shit.
Yeah.
Miss those days.
Fuck it. All right, Lil Xan and this bitch.
Yo, what's up? You already know. No Jumper. That's the camera, right? Yep. Fuck yeah.
Coolest podcast in the world. YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Swag. Drip, swag. Drip. Swag. Blah.